This is the Texas Standard.
Voted yet? Runoffs set for cities across Texas, but we're going to focus on three biggies where mayoral seats are up for grabs. First, we're going to turn to the Alamo City, where incumbent Mayor Ivy Taylor, the city's first female African-American mayor, faces a challenge from a former city councilman, Ron Nirenberg. Gilbert Garcia and his team at the San Antonio Express News have been covering this race. Gilbert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This race has become pretty contentious. Taylor's a registered Democrat, Nirenberg too. I know the mayor's job is technically nonpartisan. How much distance is there really between these two candidates?
Well, there has been a pretty serious distance on issues. For instance, Nirenberg, as a council member last year, voted against a police contract that Ivy Taylor helped to engineer. He thought that it was not financially prudent, that it was going to cost the city too much money. They've recently disagreed about a river barge contract, which was a really big deal in San Antonio. And this probably got a little more attention in the state, the issue of San Antonio joining the lawsuit that MALDEF filed over the SB 4 Sanctuary Cities law. Ivy Taylor did not support San Antonio joining that lawsuit, and Ron Nirenberg did.
MALDEF, for those who may not know, Mexican-American Legal Defense Foundation, as I recall. So how big of a threat does Nirenberg pose to Taylor, especially in light of her apparent unwillingness to join this anti-sanctuary cities suit?
I think we're looking at a very close race. She finished 5 points ahead in the general election last month, but that was closer than most people expected. And Ron Nirenberg, since then, has gained the endorsement of former mayor Julian Castro, who I think is going to help him, particularly on the west side of the city and the south side, where there are a lot of Democratic votes. And so a real interesting result from this will be whether the Castro factor, the help that he provides Nirenberg in those sort of Democratic strongholds of the city, end up outweighing the possible negative effect of that endorsement in the very conservative north side, where there are many people who do not like Julian Castro. And there has been some talk from people on the north side saying, I was considering Nirenberg, and after he got Castro's endorsement, you know, I decided, forget him. So I think it's a double-edged sword there, and it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
By the way, we're out of time, but turnout, has it been strong or no?
It's been kind of typical. We had about 8% turnout, which is similar to what we saw for the runoff 2 years ago.
Gilbert Garcia with the San Antonio Express News. Now let's turn to El Paso, where another mayoral runoff will be decided tomorrow. Bob Moore's covering it. He's with the El Paso Times, part of the USA Today network. Bob, welcome back to the Standard.
Always glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit more about these two candidates, D. Margot and David Saucedo. A lot of enthusiasm about these two individuals?
Not much enthusiasm at all. In fact, in the first round of voting on May 6th, we had the lowest turnout ever for a mayoral election in El Paso. Only about 8% of registered voters went to the polls, and that's holding true in early voting for the runoff, too. Early voting this year is off 35% from the last mayoral runoff we had in 2013. D. Margot is probably the person who's probably more familiar to folks elsewhere in Texas. Mm-hmm. He served in the state legislature for a term, was on the Appropriations Committee, is a longtime El Paso insurance executive, was president of the El Paso Independent School District Board of Managers after the state removed the elected leadership. So he's got long experience around government. David Saucedo is a newcomer to politics, 32 years old, part of a longtime family locksmith business in El Paso. I think one of the things that has sort of kept voter enthusiasm down is that both of these candidates have been identified previously as partisan Republicans, even though the mayoral race is a nonpartisan race. Mm-hmm. That issue of their affiliation has come up multiple times, and El Paso remains one of the most solidly Democratic cities in Texas, but you have this kind of unusual situation where the top two vote getters in a very low turnout first round happened to be Republicans by affiliation. And the chairwoman of the County Democratic Party is even urging Democratic voters to show up and cast a ballot, but essentially cast a blank ballot for mayor as a sort of a form of protest. So it's a very unusual election in that respect.
It's a remarkable story. Bob Moore is covering it with the El Paso Times, part of the USA Today Network. Bob, thanks again.
Thank you very much for having me.
In Pasadena, not that far from Houston, an election that the feds have an eye on, as voters pick between a city councilman, Jeff Wagner, and a Pasadena businessman, J.R. Moon, both looking to replace Mayor Johnny Isbell. Mike Snyder is columnist for the Houston Chronicle. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about these two candidates. So how much difference is there between Jeff Wagner and J.R. Moon?
Well, the biggest difference, I mean, on the surface, there's a lot of similarities. They're both middle-aged white gentlemen in their 50s. Mr. Moon has a business background. He's been a commercial real estate agent and banker and serves on the board of a community college in Pasadena. Jeff Wagner served, I believe, 30 years or a bit more than that as a Houston police officer. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of police officers, he doesn't live in the city that he protects. He lives in Pasadena and has been on the city council there for a while and is now trying to make the move up to mayor.
But what's interesting, though, you point out that we're talking about two middle-aged white gentlemen, I think is the way you put it. Race is a big part of this contest, is it not? I mean, that's one of the reasons why the feds are watching this election.
That's true. There was a lawsuit filed in Pasadena by some Latino residents who alleged that a new council district system that outgoing Mayor Johnny Isbell engineered immediately after it was made possible by a change in the Supreme Court ruling that weakened the Federal Voting Rights Act. They allege that this system diluted the Latino voting strength in Pasadena. They prevailed in that lawsuit. It's now on appeal. And so that in the context of all of the concerns around the country about voter suppression, you know, voter ID laws and other policies that were seen as detrimental to the voting power of minorities, there was a lot of national attention to this. And so there were three Latino candidates who ran for mayor. None of them made the runoff. And this is just another example of the difficulty that those who are kind of fighting on behalf of the Latino residents of Pasadena have in getting a sufficient level of political engagement from the Latino residents. That just seems to be very difficult to do.
So what does that mean for turnout? Are you going to have a mayor
I'm not going to make any predictions, but in a runoff without much else on the ballot, you know, the turnout in these kinds of elections is historically low. I don't see any reason that wouldn't be the case in this runoff as well. The only items on the ballot are the mayor's race and one city council position where the winner didn't get, no one got 50%.
But I think more than anything else, this is seen as perhaps an opportunity for a changing of the guard, which didn't happen or will not happen come election day.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. Jeff Wagner is widely seen as an ally of outgoing Mayor Isbell, although he's made a point of talking about his independence during the campaign. Mm-hmm. The mayor did not publicly endorse any candidate, but it is a fact that Mr. Wagner usually voted with the mayor on contested issues on city council. Mr. Moon is coming out of the private sector. He's stressed that he would be independent and would not be just sort of, you know, following in the footsteps of outgoing Mayor Isbell. So he's leaning on that perception, at least, as a potential boost for his campaign.
That's the voice of Mike Snyder, columnist for the Houston Chronicle. We also heard from Bob Moore of the El Paso Times, and we started things out with Gilbert Garcia of the San Antonio Express News. Now, polls open at 7 tomorrow local time, and never forget, your vote counts.